Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kevin Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. New York City is going to add 2,000 new 3K seats across all five boroughs, double the number previously announced. Emily List, the mayor's Office of Child Care and Early Education, says it's critical for parents needing someone to take care of their kids while they go to work.
While we are so proud to be delivering even more 3K this fall, because we know that will save families an average of $25,000 or more, we know there's so much more work to do to make sure that every child under five has access to that kind of care.
The majority of the new seats will be housed at community-based child care providers. An organization that helps transform communities through the power of the arts, kicking off its 25th anniversary year. Monica Yunus, the founder of Sing for Hope, tells 1010 Winds starting today, 25 pianos will be deployed across the city, giving New Yorkers an opportunity to play them.
We are a kind of artist Peace Corps, if you will. We use artists in a variety of ways. We feel that the arts are so important to all of our health and well-being. And so making music together is just one of the greatest ways to do that. And it's very happy-making.
The pianos will be around for 3 weeks through June 7th. After that, they will be permanently placed at a school, hospital, or community center. The LIRR strike is on to day three now, and talks are ongoing right now.
MGA Chair General Lieber telling 1010 Winds as they push closer to the finish line for a new deal. They're also staying focused on the cost of health care.
These unions pay a tiny percentage of the true cost of health care, just a fraction of what people in the private sector like you and most of your listeners pay.
He also tells 1010 Winds congestion pricing, well, that's going to stay. No refunds, no waivers. But what about if you have a weekly or monthly LIRR pass?
We are going to calculate what kind of refund people are entitled to based on the number of days that have been lost.
And he tells us the shuttle buses that were made available this morning for commuters, they were pretty lightly used. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
The MTA says about 2,100 people used those shuttle buses so far. On an average weekday, more than 250,000 people used the railroad. Now, while commuters work to find other ways to get around, those LIRR workers, they're on the picket lines.
Outside Penn Station, the picket line is back. Signs up, chants louder than ever.
Everybody feel kind of united.
Union workers say they're out here fighting for better pay and a fair contract.
New York City is one of the most expensive cities to live in America. We're just asking just for a living wage so that we can live comfortably.
And union rep Jim Lewis says he's hopeful after both sides met again this morning, saying he believes a deal can still get done.
We are trying to do everything we can to get this over with so we can get them back on the trains. That's what we do.
But for now, these workers say their message to the MTA is simple. No justice, no service. Shanice Archer, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Penn Station.
And we'll continue to monitor the talks and bring you the latest on this ongoing strike as we learn it. Police are searching for a man who strangled a 7-year-old boy at a park in Brooklyn. It happened last Monday, Bush Clinton Park. They say the men approached three kids. They knocked down a 5-year-old, a 12-year-old, before grabbing another kid by the neck. And the guy fled the scene. The boy was treated for bruising. Police have released images of a suspect. They're on our website, 1010winds.com, along with our social media feeds at 1010winds. Anyone with information asked to contact Crime Stoppers. A hate crimes unit investigating the beheading of a Jesus statue at a church on Long Island.
People put flowers around the statue of Jesus here at St. Mary's Church in East Islip after authorities said someone beheaded the statue. The hate crimes unit is investigating. The statue is not on the ground, but on a pedestal. Someone would have likely had to climb or use a ladder to commit this crime. Detectives are asking anyone with information to please come forward. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
One person died in Edison, New Jersey in a crash involving a fuel tanker. A Jeep SUV hit the rear of that tanker yesterday morning, engulfing them both in flames. According to police, the driver of the Jeep was killed and a passenger in the car was also injured. That crash shut down portions of 287 and Route 27 in Edison until late last night. A bill is being introduced to block retailers from using surveillance pricing. The practice is one where shoppers' personal data and browsing history is used to determine how much to charge for an item, which means one person will pay more than another. New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer says the bill he's introducing will put an end to that.
Once this becomes law, it will be banned and you won't be able to do this practice of, as you said, surveillance pricing or dynamic pricing on people.
The proposed bills would also limit how often grocery stores can raise prices using digital shelf tags and algorithmic systems. And the Big Apple has just stolen Las Vegas's crown as the most sinful city in America. This is based on a new report that finds New York is number one when it comes to nightlife venues, singles, and sexually transmitted diseases. The city is home to more than 1,400 bars, close to 110 nightclubs, and close to 400 pubs. Vegas did not even make the top three. It came in at 8. New York was right ahead of Baltimore and Chicago.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.